get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 11th. It's 9:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. Start with the board. Dave, do you want to start?
David Nilsson, board chair.
Derek Rooley.
David Hutchison, UCLA.
And that is everyone I show. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, thanks. All right, first item up is our public hearing. So board, what we're gonna do, need a motion to open, then David's gonna walk through the budget for us. See if anyone has joined from the public, take any comment, and then we'll close the public hearing, and then we'll take the formal budget action with the adoption of the resolution. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing? Dave, did you have a question?
No.
Okay.
Me, Dave?
Yes.
No, I motion that we open the public hearing.
Great, thanks.
Second.
Derek. Thanks, Derek, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, now we're in the public hearing to take public comment regarding the 2025 fiscal year budget. I will stop sharing and let David from CLA share his screen.
All right, thanks, Michael. For the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District, number one, from our tentative budget that we had discussed, there were only a couple of edits. Here's the summary. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions, but I wanted to touch base quickly on the edits before we jump into any questions. But so we had modified the auditing up to 9,000 based on the estimates we're receiving. We bumped the insurance up to 4,275. And we pulled the difference out of the miscellaneous charges that we had here to keep the total amount as 53,000 for the year. And that was the only changes we had made to the tentative budget. So I guess open it up to you guys if you have any questions, or to the public if there's any public.
Or do you have any questions?
And we can also look at the other funds too, if you'd like.
I don't have any questions on this.
Okay, no, neither do I.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. All right, I don't see any members of the public here to comment. So can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I motion that we close it.
I second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Let me put back up. All right, next up is we have the board meeting minutes Christy sent out for November 14th, which was our Friday special meeting, and then our 29th. Or is that just the opposite? I think it's the 14th was our regular meeting on the tentative budget, and then the 29th was our special meeting. Did you guys have a chance to review those minutes? If not, I can put them up.
Yeah, if you don't mind putting them up.
Yep. This is from the 29th. That one is to discuss. Oh, this one's about the when we talked about the different funds and UMB, how we were going to deal with that. So. So that's the 29th meeting, and then here is the tentative budget meeting.
Yeah, that one I've already seen. Great.
Okay. Can I get a motion then? I'll go back so you see the dates. Can I get a motion on the two board meeting minutes?
We do that in one motion.
Yeah, we can.
I move that we approve the minutes of the board meeting, the board meetings that were held on November 14th and November 29th, 2024, respectively.
Thanks, Derek.
I second it.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Here is the budget resolution. So we have to approve the budget through the resolution. So on here, it approves it, also sets our mill levy at the 5 mills that we've had. So we just reaffirm that every year. That's what the county auditor and the state tax commission want to see. So if there's no questions, Christy, I guessed on the resolution number. I just put 03. So do you know what the
It's
O
one.
is there? Oh, it
It's
is
a
one.
one.
Okay. If there's no questions.
Does that start over every year? So it's
Yeah.
2024-01. Okay.
Yep. So any questions? If not, could we get a motion? What I would need then is a motion to approve the resolution and adopt the 25 budget.
Great.
I
I mo Derek, go ahead.
would move that we adopt resolution 2024-01, approving the final budget for our calendar year 2025.
That works. Thanks.
I second that.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So
And
now,
will that come to me for signature?
yeah, it'll go to
Both
both of
of us?
you to sign.
Okay.
Next up, let's talk about we have to set an annual meeting schedule. So look at your calendars. And I'm trying to remember this last year. So we'll need it either the last week of the month or first 2 weeks. And those would be the end of January, February. Then it would be July to August, October. Am I getting the right dates? So third quarter and September. So it would be the end of October, early
Sorry, I'm sorry.
November. Yep.
Yes, that's correct.
And then December for our final. So would the last week of the month work? First 2 weeks of the beginning of a month, which one would work better? And what day and then time of the day? Like, are Wednesdays good? Tuesdays, Mondays,
Wednesdays are
Fridays?
generally okay with me. It's
Yeah,
hard to see
Wednesdays
that
are
far in
good.
the future, but yeah,
Okay,
I think that for planning
Wednesday.
purposes, Wednesdays are work.
I would suggest we do the Wednesday of the week, the first week. That way, if we are delayed, we still have time to postpone and get things done.
Okay.
Does that sound okay, Derek?
The first week of the month.
No, the
The
last
first
week of the
available week.
previous.
I
Yeah, the
that's
first
I
available
agree.
week.
The Wednesday of the last week of each month in the quarter. Yeah, which would be what
Does it
January.
be
January.
February, second
Yeah,
quarter
so
ends
it's not the
March,
last week of the
so
quarter, right?
April. Well, no, what we need to do is go through the quarterly
Right.
financials. So like second quarter will end in June, the end of June. So we'll do it the end of July. So first quarter ends March, so we would do it the end of April. Does that make
So
sense for you? Yeah.
fourth quarter's meeting would be Wednesday,
February,
January 29th. Is that what
the
you're
end of
saying?
February.
Or
Yeah.
the end of February?
Yep.
So that'd be the 26th.
It would actually be the end of
End of.
January.
Yep, you're right, Christy.
So it's going to be the end of January. If you want to do it the last week, you'll have one in January, April, July, November, and December.
So January 29th. Then you said April.
I'll send you
30th.
out.
Which would be the 30th.
I'll send these out to you too, so you don't have to try to remember them
Yeah.
and give you a
Thank
Zoom
you.
link.
So what time, you guys? Good mornings, afternoons?
Yeah, I think 9 a.m. is works well.
Yeah, 9 a.m. is fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, Christy, we'll send out those invites. Our last thing, I'll just go through real quick the open and public meetings training. We have to have that once a year. So this one will count for 25. So Open and Public Meetings Act, the state law requires that we hold all of our meetings in public so that the public can participate. They can see it in they can see the district's business in an open and public setting. We have to have obviously a quorum, so you two. We have to post. We have to post on the public notice website. On the posting and the notice, we have to set the date, the time, and the place. We have to list the agenda items. They have to have what they call reasonable specificity. So we can't list just generic topics. Like today, I couldn't just list resolution. We have to list that it's the budget resolution, if that makes sense. So we keep minutes, we do recordings. The recordings are required to be posted on that same website within 3 days after the meeting. And then we do written minutes, and those actually become the official records of the district once they're approved at a following board meeting. We also have to post an annual meeting schedule. That way, if I look up the district, I know when the meetings are going to be, so I can kind of plan. If we're going to miss a meeting, Christy will put a cancellation notice up on the website. That way people can participate. On the notice and the agenda, we have to have the link since we do electronic meetings. That way the public can participate. Once they see the agenda, they can go and look at it. There is a chance we could go into some closed sessions, really unlikely for us, but there's a chance. Those things would be if we were going to any property transactions, so appraisals, that way we can negotiate prices, not let anybody know what our bids are going to be, that kind of a thing. If we're going to talk about any potential business dealing. So let's say the development company, you guys were doing something sensitive. We don't want to let any commercial information that's sensitive go out. So we could close to talk about those things as it relates back to the development company. So there's no commercial injury or harm, or give somebody else an advantage, trade secrets, those kinds of things. If we needed to talk about character competency, health of one of the board members, or if we were to ever have employees, then we could go into close, talk about those. Any collective bargaining, if the district were to have any litigation, we could go into close, talk about strategy, those kinds of things. If we were to do any security measures, do any personnel, devices, a plan, we could go into close to talk about all of those. Any investigations of criminal misconduct, those kinds of things, we could go into closed in order to talk about those. In closed meetings, we still have to do minutes and recordings. Now, those stay in closed sessions. So let's say we were to do one at this meeting. Our next meeting, we would have a close simply to go through the minutes. The closed meetings stay closed, and the only time anyone could get access to those is if they go to court and get a court order. So a super high bar. To be honest, I've never seen a court give access to closed sessions. So let me review. That's pretty much it. You guys have any questions?
Those closed sessions, are they reviewable by the state, or
The only other people besides the judge could review is technically the legislature gave themselves the authority that they could request their what they call their auditor general, but it's for the legislature. The state auditor doesn't have the authority, but technically the legislature could open them. But again, super, super high bar. Never seen it happen. So, okay, that's everything I have. And that will cover 25's calendar year for us. So we'll do it next year on the budget. Do you guys have anything else?
Michael, do you need a motion to approve that meeting schedule?
Yeah, let's do one. So, can I get a motion to approve the meeting schedule that we discussed?
Yeah, I move that we approve the meeting schedule that we discussed, which was Wednesdays at 9 a.m. last or the month following the close of the quarter or
Okay.
year end.
Second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thanks, Christy. Okay, if there's nothing else, we could take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Thanks, Dave.
I second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we're adjourned. Hey, thanks, guys. Good to